I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. I am so thankful that you've decided to tune in this morning and give us a listen, and thankful for your support. We are here to help encourage you and motivate you in order to be successful in your goals, dreams, whatever they may be. And we are gearing up for our second part of our three-part Motivational Leadership Conference series. Coming up on Saturday, April 7th, we have an amazing lineup of speakers for you that are going to just help get you on the right path towards your purpose and passion and success. And I am so excited to have two powerful, I'm talking powerhouse, women in the studio with me today for this radio show. So welcome, Becky Wood. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I know, and a colleague of yours and a longtime friend, Cindy Bird.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here, Kim.
This is so exciting. It's so funny. Now, we were talking before we started this show about how we all met maybe, I don't know how long ago you guys met, but I met you both maybe 14 or 15 years ago at NABO, which is National Association of Women Business Owners.
Mm-hmm. Yes. About the same time we met. Yes.
Right.
And here we are again in this room recording and getting ready for the conference. I just think that is so cool.
It's exciting to be back with you two.
It's very cool.
It is very cool. And so I wanted to do the show together because both of you are bringing something really cool to the table. I know, Becky, you are going to be talking to people about kicking it up a notch.
We are going to be kicking it up a notch. And I'm excited to be able to share it and share some of the journey stories and talk about several different things. And I'm going to just take it from there just for a second and share briefly what it will be. So many times in our lives, we start something and then stop. We start something and then stop. So the exciting part about this is, how do we kick it up and really stick with it and make it not just our willpower to start something, but that commitment, no matter what it is.
When that excitement wears off, you can get so excited about an idea, right? And
yes.
Then and that excitement kind of catapults you for a while, but then all of a sudden the excitement starts to wear away and the work starts to kick in.
Correct.
And or life happens
along
the way.
Correct.
And it happens in every aspect. It happens in our personal lives. It happens in business all the time. Change is happening all around us. So we're going to talk about how we kick it up a notch.
Yes. And I know our listeners, you guys are ready to kick it up a notch too. I know you are. So you don't want to miss this show. So keep listening. We're going to get some pointers from Becky. She has a lifetime of experience in just doing that. You've had to kick it up a notch over and over, right, Becky?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, of course, Cindy. I know a lot of you have heard Cindy. She's been on the show with me. Cindy is a business member and a resource for you as a part of I've Decided and Image Potential, the founder and owner of Image Potential. And we love having you on the show, Cindy, and you're going to be teaching a power session at our half-day conference, The Power of Your Voice.
Right. Teaching people how to empower your voice. And you might be thinking, well, what are you going to teach me how to talk right? Are you going to teach me how to project to the back of the room? Well, maybe not so much that. Oftentimes, what it is with people is, in all parts of our life, we have a message we want to share, or we have somebody we want to influence, or maybe we have a message we want to use to inspire other people. There's something we feel passionate about, or we just feel strongly about. Or we're in a situation where we've got to be able to express ourselves in a way that's not just effective to the audience, but that we walk away feeling good about. No regrets afterwards. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, why didn't I say this? Or I could have said it this way instead. Or I can't believe I said that instead of what I really intended to share. And so this is about finding that passion, being able to speak with confidence and enthusiasm that comes across to your audience in a way where they do want to listen to you and not ignore your message. You could be a parent.
I was just trying to say, one of the best audiences could be your teenagers.
Exactly. You're trying to convince your teenager about the risk of distracted driving. You know, that's what you want to get across. You wanted to go to your boss and ask for an increase in pay or a promotion. You're wanting to land a job. You're in an interview setting. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. You're thinking about starting your own business and you want to pitch your business idea to someone. So all of those scenarios, it doesn't matter if you're speaking to one person or you're speaking to an audience of 2,000. How you express yourself in a way that conveys your true passion, who you really are, what matters to you, and you do it with confidence and enthusiasm, that makes the difference. That's how you empower your voice. Because oftentimes we go in not just with normal nervousness, but we go in a little too worried about what the other person's going to think. Or we go in trying too hard.
Trying to be perfect.
Yes,
trying to be perfect. Instead of just being who you are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we end up coming across as phony or unnatural. Just last night, I'm a fan of The Voice.
Yes, okay. Me too. Yes.
I love watching. Yes. I'm a former singer. I don't try to sing too much anymore, okay. Except in the car, maybe. But last night, alone, I loved what this contestant said, and I made a note of it because I wanted to share it. She said trying to sing perfectly was what she walked in with that on her mind. But the artist in her heart wanted out.
Wow. That's awesome.
So she felt like she needed to take that risk, and it felt right.
Yeah.
And so that's what it means to empower your voice, is to be that authentic, genuine you, and mm-hmm. bring your true passion to what your message is.
Mm-hmm. That is so good to hear. I love that. That is really, really cool. And I know, Becky, you've been a business owner. Now you mm-hmm. are a higher education teacher, and mm-hmm. you're speaking all across the country.
Right.
And it's just so cool to see that evolve. So talk about kicking it up a notch.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Part of what this is going to be talking about is I'm also writing a book, which is kind of funny, and it's about my family. So we're going to be talking about things that motivate us. I was doing some consulting with this group down in Springfield. And, you know, as leaders, which we all are, it could be a leader of ourself or a leader of a team. But we all have different styles that we're looking at. And I was listening to this table talk about, how do I lead my team? How do I lead people? Well, you have to look at what the basics are. So we're going to be looking at some of those styles, and then we're going to look at what motivates us. What is that individual thing? Because once we understand what motivates us, then we can really look at what drives, what our behaviors need to change, and change happens all the time, and then what transitions. And we get kicked off in a January element every year, whether it's a fiscal year or not a fiscal year, and then we're going to focus on how do we look at what are the best ways for us to set goals and really accomplish those goals. And you're going to hear stories of my personal life, stories of my family, all the way through that, because it all starts with you and I.
Yeah. And I love what you say about just sticking with it. You start something, and then you drop the ball. We all do it. I'm guilty of it. And sometimes it seems like every day you have this big idea of what you're going to do, and you get to the end of the day, and you're like, oh, I didn't even get that done, or I dropped the ball, and I was so sure that I was going to do that project, or I was so sure that I was going to, you know, go talk to these certain businesses, whatever the task at hand might be.
All of it can be that way. I'm going to tell you a quick story. My cousin growing up had such a really strong influence on my life. We were getting ready to go down into the creek and go tubing. Never had done it. We were both young. We decided to do it. We had to go past this tree, and I knew the tree had snakes. And one of the motivation pieces, there's a law called McClellan's, right? Need achievement, affiliation, or power. So we're going through, and my cousin's like, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And I thought, okay, that's fine. Until the tree fell from, snake fell from the tree, and it dropped. As soon as that snake fell, my need for achievement hit the highest it could ever. My motivation was there. I ran faster than I ever ran. But I knew I had to get past that.
My willpower was there. My commitment was there. It was a great example for me to learn how we can be committed and how you can definitely kick it up a notch. And that's one of the elements that we have in our bodies. We have to apply that then. How do we look at that in business? How do we look at that in all of the things that we have with our goals, our strategies? I was exhausted afterwards, and we hadn't even started tubing, and it was the most fun experience I had in my entire life.
Once you got past the tree.
And the snake.
And the snake. Yeah. The tree of snakes. Oh, my gosh. Well, that sounds like, I mean, I grew up in Alabama. Where the heck did you grow up? Where there's
here,
a tree?
Here, it was in Canton, Illinois. It
Are
scared
you serious?
Me to death. But the thought when I share that with people is we all have those stories, and we can apply that in business. We can apply that in our personal life. You have that story of something that happened that motivated you, whether it was achievement, whether it was being affiliated with something. There's always something individually that motivates us. We're going to talk about, when we kick it up a notch, how do we use that to our advantage and move us forward?
That little bit of fear. Man, fear can, if you use fear properly, you know, you don't want to be held back by fear, right?
No,
you
right?
never want to
no.
fear of something to keep you from doing what you need to do. But if you let what I heard you say was you allowed that fear of the tree of snakes. That just kills me saying that. I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh.
The
it scared me.
The snakes. You use that as momentum.
Correct.
Instead of keeping you from doing it, you allowed it to give you momentum. The same thing happened to my nephew. My nephew is in the Coast Guard. And he, one of the parts of the training that they have to go through is they drop them out of a helicopter into the ocean. And then you have to swim to the boat. That's like a part of their training.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a kid who wouldn't get on roller coasters. I'm talking scared to death of any, just a little baby, like scared of everything. And he has to jump out of this helicopter into the ocean and swim.
Oh, gosh.
He jumped out and he swam to the ship. He was the first one there. And because he did such a good job, they promoted him to be like, whatever it was that they promoted him to do because he was such a strong swimmer. And he's like, tried to tell his captain, he's like, no, you don't understand. I was just so scared.
Right.
He was so scared of being in the water that he swam faster than any other, mm-hmm. you know, Coast Guard dude to get to the boat.
You know, I have an acronym for fear. False evidence appearing real.
Ah.
And one of the elements, it really is, Cindy, because one of the elements we have, and this is what holds us back in our personal lives, it holds us back in business.
Yes.
We allow fear to stop us. And it's one of the things we're going to be talking about. We each have drives. And I come back to this group I was consulting down in Springfield that really pushed this up about kicking it up a notch. The more we understand about ourselves of what drives us, what pushes us forward, and this is why I get so excited about our time together in April. Each of us have different things, but we have to face that which holds us. Mine is snakes. I just shared it with you. My cousin knew that. She laughed when I got past it. But each of us have different things that hold us back. We have to determine what is it and then realize once we get past that fear, and a lot of times it really is false evidence.
It is.
We can then look at what those drives are and what we need to change and how it impacts our behavior. And that's the exciting thing that we can move forward in.
And knowing that you overcome it. I'm sorry, Cindy, I'll go ahead, keep talking.
Well, we all know, we've heard that the fear of public speaking
is very strong. I was thinking the same thing.
You know, it's very strong. And what happens with fear is as soon as you let that take over, you've given power to that fear.
Correct.
And so that's why I called this Empower Your Voice, because instead of giving power to those feelings of either I'm not worthy of sharing this message, or I'm afraid, I'm insecure, I'm second-guessing myself, you've given power to those feelings instead of power back to being genuine, being who you are. And so I'm going to talk about how to speak with conviction, because there's a great study that was done where several years ago, Amy Cuddy talks about it in her book, Presence.
Beautiful.
This was a study of entrepreneurs who were doing business pitches to venture capitalists. Mm-hmm. And they watched, the people doing the study watched 185 different videos to analyze what tended to be the factors that propelled the entrepreneurs forward, the ones that actually got the money offer from the venture capitalists. And it wasn't necessarily the content of their pitch or their credentials. It was their passion, their confidence, and their enthusiasm. And you don't have to be pitching a business idea to a venture capitalist to make this work in your own life. The main thing that you can do is to speak with conviction. And that means knowing who you are.
Right.
Knowing what are your core values and bringing that part of you to your message. Think about the people that you've been drawn to, that you find compelling as speakers. They're the ones who are genuine. You can tell that they believe in themselves. They believe in their message. It's like one of the venture capitalists said, if you aren't buying what you're selling, why should I buy it? And the same thing happens when you're talking to your teenager or you're talking to your neighbor to convince them to...
Or your spouse.
You know, or your spouse.
Your partner,
or
someone
anyone,
that you need to have
anyone,
a good conversation with.
Anyone you want to have that conversation with. So again, if you're not bringing who you really are, it's less likely that you're going to come across as believable and credible. And so you'll also feel less defensive if you're going in with that strong conviction.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about fear. And what's they say, statistically, the number one fear is what?
Public speaking.
Public
speaking. So many times.
And you know, I think that if you're going to be successful, and it doesn't matter what your goal is, from the smallest to the largest, you have to overcome that fear. You have to. What did you say? Your acrostic for fear?
False evidence appearing real.
False evidence appearing real. And you know, I think that happens when we start trying to think what somebody else is thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
We worry so much. Absolutely. You know, one thing, Cindy, that I do in my classroom, I share immediately, here's my mission statement at the first class. Here's my core values. I give them a 3x5 card, and I have them write down their core values. Head and Shoulders said this, we get one chance to make a first impression. That's before we even say a word. That's why I'm so excited about what she's going to be doing that day. I want to be in that. I can't wait.
Thank you.
But I think it's phenomenal for us to use our voice to be able to come in and bring our full authenticity. And Kim, you do it every single day, and you do it amazingly.
Yes.
We get one chance.
Southern voice. I used to try to cover up this Southern voice.
No.
And then I, you know, because I was afraid. Like you said, it's just not being my authentic self. So I thought people would hear my Southern accent and think that I wasn't as smart as they were or something
well,
like that.
Well, you know, Kim, you've heard me talk about Dave Alwyn before. Good colleague and friend of mine. And if you don't know Dave's story, he's the only entrepreneur to be on Shark Tank twice and get a deal the second time. Well, he didn't know a particular number when he pitched the first time, but it was his genuineness, his passion, his enthusiasm. If there's anybody who believes in himself and what he's doing, he's a great example of that, like you are, Kim. You believe so strongly in what you're doing, and that comes across. But it was that part of him that caused the producers to reach back out to him and say, you know, we want you to be on the show a second time. And of course, this time he had his numbers in a row too, because that does matter.
Sure.
But it was that authenticity, that believability that he has in himself and in what he's doing. And we can all gain from that in our lives for sure. You know, Dale Carnegie very famously said, you must do the thing that you fear the most and get comfortable with it. He was a failure when he was a public speaker years ago, and he just kept doing it. Sometimes it is putting yourself out there that can help you gain confidence. But I'm like you, Becky. When I talk to people as a personal branding coach, and I'm guiding them through discovering their core values, their beliefs, who makes, you know, what makes you who you are, it is going back and looking at your life story and discovering what has shaped you to become who you are and why you believe the things you do. And you have to understand that about yourself, that that part of you is so huge to being able to express your message. We oftentimes go through life. I know I did the same thing when I first started as a business professor. I thought I had to be this certain persona instead of bringing the real me into the classroom.
Right.
And I learned very quickly that the person that I was outside of the classroom in the business world teaching programs wasn't the same person I brought into the classroom.
Sure.
I thought I had to have this other persona. And when I started being better about who I was, who being true to myself. That's really what we're talking about here. Being true to yourself. Mm-hmm. Then it clicks. Mm-hmm. It clicks. You feel a sense of peace about coming across to people, but obviously they're going to respond to you much differently when you're the real deal showing up. And that's I can't say enough about how big a role that plays in empowering your voice.
And not giving up when you fail. Now, I know the three of us sitting here, and I'm thinking about you're kicking it up a notch.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, because I know there might be some people listening. And by the way, thank you for listening. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, host of your show, founder of I've Decided, and I am sitting here with two amazing, wonderful women who are going to be speaking at our half-day motivational leadership conference on April the 7th. Becky Wood is my guest today and Cindy Bird. And we are talking about Becky's presentation, Kicking It Up a Notch, that she's going to share with you. And of course, Cindy is going to help us empower our voice. And I was like, there is nothing better than to have these two women in one room to share with you on the radio show to encourage and motivate you. So I hope you've been listening and enjoying what we're talking about. But I want to, Becky, bringing it back to that kicking it up a notch.
Sure.
You know, I think what happens is sometimes we drop the ball and then
Absolutely.
We feel discouraged and disappointed. Mm-hmm. And so how do we pick those pieces up? How do we say, okay, dust ourselves off and get back on the horse? How do we do it?
Well, you know, one of the most important things, and let me give you another example. January is the busiest time for health. Everybody decides, oh, I'm going to join a gym. I'm going to start losing weight. Usually by March and April, it didn't work.
You're telling me.
Yeah,
I
it just didn't work.
About that.
So here's what happens. This is where Kick It Up a Notch comes in. We have our willpower and then we have a commitment. Our willpower says, oh, I got the willpower to make it through this meal, or I have the willpower. So now let me put it into the business perspective. In December, I usually get really busy helping clients work on their strategies. And my big push for them is, look, I think it's wonderful that you're creating the strategy plan. Don't be that business owner, that company that puts it in a file and puts it away. There's still only 24 hours in a day. The next day is a new day. You get to make that decision to start all over. It's called behavior change. We change every single day, and behaviors are hard to change. We have a cue that happens, whether it's I'm going to quit or I'm going to start, but we have to modify that change, and it starts with one step. That's all it is, one step. But it's a mindset within each of us, and we're going to talk about transitions. We're going to talk about how those transitions happen. And really, if you take it, we look at the big elephant at the gym. We look at the big elephant of I want to lose weight, or I want to change major strategy steps in business. And it doesn't matter what we're looking at, business, personal life, weight, however that is, it's all one step at a time. And that's the exciting part. And again, I'm going to tell stories on the 7th, and I even show pictures of what my own personal journey has been.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be so exciting. But I think, you know, it's all about like I share, living decided. You have to stick the stake in the ground and be determined. Be decided that this is what you're going to do no matter what. It's mastering change one behavior at a time.
Absolutely.
That's what I hear you saying,
Absolutely.
Becky.
Absolutely. It's
just mastering that change one behavior at a time. And, you know, you want to master that fear of speaking and get better at communicating, whatever it is, whether it be in small audiences or big audiences, then you're going to help us with that in empowering your voice, Cindy. And we also, let's talk just a little bit about our program that we have happening this year, because some lucky winner is going to have the opportunity to speak on our stage, the big stage, at our full day conference next January. It's going to be our 5-year anniversary. I cannot believe.
I know. Oh, so excited about that.
And so it's called Take the Stage.
Yes.
And you're going to be teaching this. And so we still have a few slots left because you're only taking 10.
Correct.
We filled up some of those. So there are a few slots left. We'll be talking about that at the half day conference. But fill the listeners in a little bit on that in case there's someone listening who would love this opportunity.
Absolutely. So if you come to the breakout session on the 7th, you're going to hear about how to empower your voice In other words, let's explore who you are and what is it you believe strongly about, and what's that message that you'd like to get out there, and a few tips on being able to share that in multiple settings. But if you're somebody who wants to kick it up a notch, as Becky's talking about, then Take the Stage is an opportunity to do that. This is a series of workshops that we're going to launch in October. So it'll be several consecutive Tuesday evening workshops where I'm going to teach you hands-on how to develop and deliver a presentation that is stage-ready. And the reason why we limit it to 10 is because there is videotaping involved. That's one of the most powerful tools that I use with people who want to learn more about how to be good at public speaking, is to have yourself videotaped, and then we'll do live playback during the workshop. You'll get audience feedback, you'll get feedback and critique from me. You'll go off, you'll have a week in between to go off and redo your presentation based on that feedback, and then come back and present it a second time and get even more feedback from that. And then you have the opportunity to take part in November. We're going to have a special stage competition where those 10 people who've been participants in Take the Stage and all the preparation leading up to this, they will give their presentations in front of a panel of judges.
And that's awesome.
I know.
That is awesome.
That's a great
opportunity.
And
then the winner of that is going to be able to be one of our stage speakers at our five-year anniversary Motivational Leadership Conference.
You guys, that is phenomenal.
So we hope that it's going to bring out some, like you said, help some people overcome that fear.
Oh, absolutely.
And push them to do something that they know in their heart.
Right.
That they've been needing to do. And right. It's something that they were born to do.
Absolutely. And I talk to a lot of people in all walks of life for whatever reason, but they just know there's something nagging at them. They know that they should be sharing that message with a bigger audience. And so this is going to be an opportunity to learn how to do that in the best way possible, integrating a lot of tips on how to be more clear with your message, a lot more tips on preparation, a lot of tools that I will share and introduce, lots of examples. We're going to watch some TED Talks. We're going to watch some other video clips. We're going to practice. Very hands-on, very interactive, and lots of opportunity to not just learn from me, but learn from each other. That's what I love about a group of 10, too, is there's a lot of interactive learning from each other that can happen too.
Yeah, we actually have someone kind of semi-famous in our community who's already signed up for that. We'll keep it a secret. We won't say that on air.
<will. laughs>
But you don't want to miss this. It's going to be a good group of people, and you're really going to learn. So that is really cool. So you're going to learn to kick it. I don't know why I want to say take it up a notch.
We're kicking it up a notch.
We're kicking it up a notch.
We are kicking it up a notch.
Bam.
Bam. Bam. That's it. Bam. Kicking it up a notch.
Kick it up a notch. And we are going to overcome some of our fears. So listen, we really want to encourage you to get connected with I've Decided. We are here to support you, to motivate and encourage you, and to provide you all the resources you need in order to be successful in your God-given purpose. You have a purpose. There is a plan for you, and you need to get busy at it. And that's what we're here for. We want to help you get started, whether it's overcoming some fears, empowering your voice, learning some tricks to kick it up a notch, and get going on whatever it is that you need to do. We have almost 60 business members now who are a part of our tribe, who are here to help you be successful. You can find those resources if you go to ivedecided.org. You can get registered for the half-day conference if you haven't done that already. And you can find all of our resources on there as well. And get connected to those businesses. Those are the people in our community, the businesses in our community who care about you and care that you're successful. And we are excited to bring this half-day conference to our community. And we hope that you'll come out and support us. And big shout out to Junction City. They're our presenting sponsor. Because of their support, we're able to do so much in our community. And also, don't forget, we give proceeds back to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. We love being able to support that school for young adults with mental and physical disabilities. And so this has been, I knew this show was going to be great.
This is awesome.
Thank you. Half hour goes by so fast. I can't believe it.
How exciting.
Becky, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
And we are going to kick it up a notch.
Yes, we are.
On April 7th by empowering our voice with Cindy Bird. Thanks, Cindy, for being here.
Thank you, Kim, for inviting me.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into the radio show and for supporting our community movement, I've Decided. We appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?